Welcome to Nature's Remedies. I'm Dr. Tim Hagney. Today's topic is the homeopathic remedy Acylococcinum. Yes, it's a mouthful, but to prevent influenza, it's great. One dose of this remedy every couple of weeks during flu season has been shown to be effective to prevent flu. Since it's a homeopathic remedy, it's extremely safe, and that includes for children. Kids would like to take it as well, because it's basically medicated sugar pills. No bitter taste to worry about. No matter what homeopathic remedies are made from, and that could be just about anything, plant, mineral, or animal, they're so dilute that you don't have to worry about bad taste. And a toddler could even swallow them all down at once, and it's not dangerous. Not everyone likes to get a flu shot. Some people don't like vaccinations for a number of reasons. And as we saw last winter, there can even be a shortage, even if you want to get a flu shot. Homeopathy can be a valid alternative to a flu shot. And again, the name of this remedy is Acylococcinum. Directions for how many of the little pills to take will be written on the package. Many people don't realize that homeopathic remedies are in fact regulated by the FDA. There's a homeopathic pharmacopoeia of the United States, which details this manufacturing process. In taking the remedy, you should remember to let the pills melt in your mouth. Don't wash them down with anything, even water, and take them away from food or drink. For those skeptics who want scientific rigor applied to homeopathy, this very remedy was subjected to a clinical trial published by the British Journal of Pharmacology. This study was conducted by French physicians in the late 80s and showed twice as many patients given Acylococcinum were over the flu within 48 hours as opposed to patients given a placebo. There were almost 500 patients involved, so that means the results were well above chance. By the way, homeopaths conducting their provings, which is how we know the symptoms to be cured by a remedy, were the first to apply the scientific discipline of a blinded study, where participants don't know whether they're getting a placebo or an active medication. Well, thanks for listening. This has been Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.